The difference between life and afterlife host. We'll start by exploring two similar sounding, but very different concepts, resuscitation and resurrection. First, resuscitation is a medical process. It's about bringing someone back to life shortly after death, often using tools like CPR or defibrillators. The key idea here is that the person's body and brain are still mostly intact, just paused for a short time. We see this in emergency rooms and near-drowning incidents. On the other hand, resurrection is a spiritual or supernatural concept. It refers to someone coming back to life after being truly dead, often long after their body has decayed. This is a common theme in religious traditions, like Jesus in Christianity, or in mythology, like Osiris in Egypt. Resurrection usually implies a transformation, where the person returns with a new purpose, power, or in a changed form, the journey to the afterlife host. Now, let's explore some of the different beliefs about what happens after we pass away. In Norse mythology, fallen warriors go to Valhalla, a majestic hall where they feast and prepare for Ragnarok, the final war, for the ancient Greeks. A deep pit called Tartarus in the underworld was reserved for the eternal punishment of the wicked and rebellious gods. In Chinese folklore, the underworld is known as Diu, a complex and layered place where souls are judged, punished, or purified before they are reincarnated. Similarly, in Japanese mythology, Jigoku is a place of torment where souls suffer based on their sins. Finally, in Hinduism and Buddhism, there's the concept of samsara, the endless cycle of death and rebirth. It's the journey of a soul through different forms of existence until it achieves liberation. These beliefs show the incredible variety of ways cultures have tried to answer one of humanity's oldest questions: what comes after?